I think we had by request somebody wanted to hear Hallelujah Chorus yesterday, and I don't know that we quite fulfilled that because it was like, eh, we wanted to find a version that was, you know, all that you were asking for. So anyhow, at least the song Hallelujah. Say good morning to our buddy Jason Cairns here on a Thursday, December 2nd, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were talking, I think, at the
one of my favorite.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of my favorite versions of the Hallelujah Chorus is off of Handel's Messiah, A Soulful Celebration, which is a group of African-American singers that came together and did much of the Handel's Messiah chorus. And it was really, really excellent.
How long is it?
So, the Hallelujah Chorus itself is probably 4 or 5 minutes, I would guess.
So, and, so I'm going to look for it here as we're talking, piece. But it's again, Hallelujah's Chorus, yeah. Hallelujah Chorus by who?
It's called A Soulful Celebration. So it's a
all right.
kind of a combination of different singers. And
I think I've got it here. Yeah it
one
is about
favorites.
Yeah, 5 minutes. All right, so we'll have that at the end of this.
Sure.
Right. In the meantime, your books, we talked about, like, getting all of them, I think, at the tail end yesterday.
Yeah.
You've got the...
Yep.
And did you say somebody from Minnesota ordered all of them?
Yeah, a listener who has been listening in reached out yesterday after we said to connect through Facebook and asked a little bit about the books. And so I kind of gave a brief synopsis of each of the books and he said, yeah, I'd like to order all of them. So those are getting mailed out today. Kind of exciting for me. It's probably the first time I've sent all five to anybody. I think last year we did a thing where we had groups of four that would go out, but now Letters to the Beloved is in the mix as well. So
that increased the mail cost
really,
right there.
For sure. I weighed the whole thing yesterday to just see kind of what it would cost to mail out. And I think the whole thing altogether was pretty close to 6 pounds.
Mm,
so
yeah.
Yeah. So a good doorstop, if nothing else. You know, it's good. So.
Oh yeah. Hey, well, let's just kind of recap those again one more time. You started with your first book was Soil of the Divine, and this is a poem for each one of the 150 psalms.
Yeah, yeah. So in 2017, kind of walked through each morning, reading through one of the psalms, kind of praying about it, and then putting together a poem or a prayer that would go along with it. And it's just kind of an interesting approach to the psalms. One of the guys that I met through the School for Spiritual Direction actually used that as part of he and his wife's devotional life for a number of years. And so he's switched over to Letters to the Beloved now. But, you know, kind of a fun project to do.
Mm-hmm. And next up is Notes from the Upper Room or Living in the Larger Story. How do you describe
it? I think Living in the Larger Story was the one that came out after that, which started as, you know, it's kind of a...
an article.
Honoring...
Yeah.
Yeah, it started as an article about Larry Crabb and the works of Larry Crabb. And it got really large. And then we invited several different authors, including Larry Crabb, to contribute to this discussion of his works, and turned into a great little book that came out through the Gideon Institute. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to learn about Larry's works in kind of a summary fashion, that I think is a pretty good place to start.
Yep.
And yeah.
No, I love, I mean, the article that...
And then Notes from him.
Right. But with the article there that he had so many books, and maybe Waiting for Heaven kind of snuck in there after that book. But by and large, I mean, so many these recaps, and it gives you kind of this overview of his great work. And there's so many fantastic books that we both love. And then Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, John 13 through 17. You got kind of the book content, and it turned out to be the book and the devotions, right?
Yeah, you know, and I think they're about equal in length. And I had actually put together the book about it, and then indicated that, and then kind of worked through the devotional part as I just wanted to go through it again. And so it's actually pretty unique content from the book, but they both address John 13 to 17. So,
and then finally, no small task, 6 years, this idea of letters to the beloved. One more time for maybe who people who missed out on that. So it's 6 years, 600 pages.
Yeah, and it's a long, long project, going through the entire New Testament verse by verse as though God were telling me about it. And so, yeah, it was a really good project. Really enjoyed working on that one. I'm still enjoying reading through parts of it. I think it gives a unique picture of Jesus and the call to love and to wholeness.
So if somebody wants to get one or all of those, best way to do that for themselves or as a gift this holiday season is how?
Yeah, Amazon. You can search my name, Jason Kanz. Last name is K-A-N-Z. Or they can reach out through my Facebook page. That's another way to go. Excited to do that.
We need some help during the holidays to try to keep the weight off. And so you've got just the answer, huh?
Yeah, maybe you've fallen off the wagon already with your weight loss plans because of Thanksgiving and pie, etc. You're probably not alone. Well, holiday weight gain this time of year, Christmas, New Year's, and of course Thanksgiving already contributing to that. It can be a major issue for a lot of people. You start feeling the belt a little bit tighter. Maybe you have to suck in your tummy trying to unbutton the pants. Well, here is a food that you can actually eat to help keep your waistline and your appetite in check. Any guesses?
Yeah, you know, I already know the answer, but I mean, this is a food that I remember my grandparents would talk about as an important food to have when I was a kid.
And honestly, you usually hear about this particular food for different reasons.
Yeah.
And it's favored maybe by folks who are a little bit on the older end of things.
Yep.
It's prunes.
Yeah.
Researchers from the University of Liverpool discovered that eating more prunes helped a group of dieters control their appetite better, consume fewer calories, and even lose slightly more weight than people choosing other snacks during a 12-week test. Prunes, the superfood you didn't know.
How are you with prunes? I'm good with prunes.
I like them.
Now, have you had prune juice?
No. And and that's a little
that's
hard for me to swallow figuratively and literally.
I know. No, if prunes, they're good. And then it's just like, that's taking it another level, the prune juice.
I mean, some people, again, normally you hear about prunes, some people choose Activia and some people choose prunes, but I'm all for it. I think they're tasty, and if it helps maybe me make a little bit wiser choices during the Christmas snacking season, why not?
Prunes. All the help we can get. There we go.
Well, here are a few facts about sleep that you probably didn't know. Now, we all know the importance of sleep, and yet that doesn't necessarily keep us as Americans from not getting enough of it. But here are a few little fun facts to share, to pass along. Anything less than 5 minutes to fall asleep at night means you're sleep deprived. The ideal is between 10 and 15 minutes, meaning you're still tired enough to sleep deeply, but not so exhausted you feel sleepy by day.
I'm confused by that.
I am too. I don't know. I'm just reading what's here.
If it takes you a while to fall asleep, you're like, okay.
I guess, heard,
to me, the sleep deprived is if you wake up tired, then you're sleep deprived. That one makes more sense.
I don't really understand that one.
Here's another one, which just seeing this one makes me think of a Faith Hill song to play coming up here. A new baby typically results in 400 to 750 hours of lost sleep for parents in the first year.
In just the first year.
Wow.
Then wait till they're teenagers.
It's been more recent for you than me in that department, so you can remember with little Nora, right?
Some scientists believe we dream to fix experiences in our long-term memory. That is, we dream about things worth remembering. Others, though, on the opposite side of the coin, think that we dream about things worth forgetting to eliminate overlapping memories that would otherwise clog up our brains. I don't know that that's anything definitive.
Yeah, right. Also, it is estimated that fatigue plays a part in 1 in 6 fatal road accidents. Yeah, so sleep, it gets overlooked, but that's important. So,
fun facts about sleep that maybe you didn't know. Exposure to noise at night can suppress immune function even if the sleeper doesn't wake. Unfamiliar noise and noise during the first and last 2 hours of sleep has the greatest disruptive effect on your sleep cycle.
And after 5 nights of partial sleep deprivation, yeah, that's just not good to experience. And so maybe that takes me towards my pillow. If you have 5 nights of sleep deprivation, it's going to be hurting you. And so what do we got in the My Pillow area that can help people not be sleep deprived?
Actually, something that they just changed, I think it was yesterday or maybe came into play early this morning. But not only do they have that classic My Pillow for $50 off, was $69.98, still $19.98 right now with our promo code WWIB. But actually, Dawn from MyPillow just let me know that the mattress topper that I've been raving about, how much I love it, the 3-inch mattress topper, that again, my mattress wasn't great, put the mattress topper on top of it, and suddenly I really, really love my bed again and don't feel as achy waking up. In fact, feel a lot more rested. It's 50% off right now.
Yeah.
So through Christmas, at least 50% off. What a great gift to give somebody. The gift of sleep and half off the MyPillow 3-inch mattress topper. It is so, so comfy. And when you combine that with the Giza Dream Sheets or the flannel sheets, which are also on the sale of the year right now, man, that's a sleep experience you need to have.
Check it out. All so much Christmas shop you can do at MyPillow.com. Promo code WWIB.
Well, we've probably all seen the movie, the original Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone.
Yeah.
Again, when you do that little cupping your face in your hands type of thing, I just think of Home Alone and Kevin McAllister. Well, if you feel like your house is so full of people it's making you sick and you want to have a house all to your own just like Kevin did, your wish has come true. You can now stay in the real-life house from Home Alone for the holidays and maybe then appreciate your family just a little bit more, because this is way before Christmas and you'll get a chance to do this and then say, you know what, maybe I don't have it that bad.
And it's not in Hollywood. It's in the Midwest.
It's in the Chicagoland area. So
yeah,
it's a one-night stay. One person is going to get this opportunity. It's scheduled for December 12th, 1 o'clock Central Time, December 7th, coming up very soon, 5 days from now, is when folks will get the opportunity to book this on Airbnb, the actual Home Alone house. The cost? $25. And the gas to get down there. During their stay, Halvo, we should go through these.
Yeah.
Guests are going to enjoy a cozy holiday scene with twinkling lights and a perfectly trimmed tree in celebration of the season. That seems more like a regular Airbnb.
And, of course, this is the thing from the movie, right? Booby traps galore, but don't worry. You'll be setting them, not sidestepping them.
You're the good guy. You're Kevin here.
Yeah.
The guests will also enjoy surprisingly searing splashes of aftershave and ample opportunity to scream into the mirror.
And all of the 90s favorites their hearts desire, including plenty of Chicago's finest pizza and a candlelit dinner of microwavable Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I'm not sure that I would opt for this part of this Home Alone Airbnb again in the actual Home Alone house, but you do get, along with your $25 cost, a meet and greet with a real-life tarantula.
How about a viewing of the film franchise's newest holiday adventure, Home Sweet Home Alone?
Yeah, I think that's on Disney Plus now. And finally, you get a Lego Ideas Home Alone set to take and build at home. I'm all about the Legos. It's a pretty good deal for $25, but I'm guessing this thing might break the internet a little bit when everybody tries to get that one slot.
So in 10 days, which is our deadline for 60 Ways in 60 Days, December 12th, starting at 1 in the afternoon, or no, booking for the one-night stay. The stay is scheduled December 12th, but you can start booking on December 7th. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. So, and you know what? Since you don't have a real good shot of booking this, maybe give that $25 to feed my people
instead.
There you
go. The money that you would have spent.
100 meals.
Caleb, I got a soft spot for these stories about seniors, about people going from double to triple digits. And this is a unique one of a woman from Kansas becoming a third sister to turn 100.
Yeah, a trio of sisters who are all centenarians. The youngest of these three sisters celebrated her 100th birthday November 11th.
Francis.
Yes.
Compass. Yeah. Veterans Day, following in the footsteps of older sisters, Julia Copriva, 104, and Lucy Pochop, 102.
The sisters grew up on a farm in Beardsley, Kansas. They all have multiple children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, which is super cool. And just knowing, again, how my sisters, my younger sisters, all interact, I can't imagine the number of stories and giggles and laughs that you must have if you have over a century of sisterhood.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking the Swenson brothers can maybe do this.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. You're going to have to start eating a little different.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man. So, and the three sisters also have a secret. What they say is that, you know, because you always ask, right? You know,
right.
When
I
you meet somebody who's a century or more old, what's their secret? And it is?
It is. Living long is, according to them, to the oldest sister, at least, she says, eat well, pray, and try to stay out of mischief.
The operative word there being try.
Yeah,
try to stay out of mischief.
Exactly.
Love it.
So, great advice there. And, yeah, when people have been married 50 years or longer, or, you get up there, like, what's the secret? How can I do what you did? For sure.